Let's look at some examples of how different scenarios might provoke an unintended response in someone from a different culture. In this scenario, imagine you're riding on a bus by yourself when a second passenger climbs aboard. Where will the new passenger choose to sit? Many people from the United States would expect the new passenger to sit a substantial distance away, thereby preserving personal space and avoiding unnecessary contact. If the person were to sit in a nearby seat, this would be somewhat less favorable, and if the person sat directly in the adjacent seat, many people would be suspicious or uncomfortable. For some, this may cause not just uneasiness, but downright alarm. The high priority that people from the United States generally place on personal space, autonomy, and independence is at the heart of this type of reaction. In contrast, new passengers coming from a different cultural framework may have a very different sensibility in forming what they presume to be most comfortable for the existing passenger. Their worldview may dictate that the most respectful and kind thing to do is to sit directly next to the existing passenger. Their goal may be to ensure that the existing passenger has a sense of community and doesn't feel marginalized. In fact, it may be seen as quite rude in some cultures to sit far from the other solo passenger.